our defence forces have been left behind completely, and the morale of our Gardaí and our army really has been totally ignored and neglected. The Irish Army is facing major difficulties for decades, and the Gardaí, from speaking to them, there's so many looking to leave the service, but we need to really reinforce and build some respect for the Gardaí and the sacrifices that they make on our streets and on our communities.
And I suppose it kind of comes back to that chronic issue that's being felt nationwide, but particularly here in Donegal, is that there just isn't enough Gardaí.
Well, for every year Fine Gael have held the Ministry for Justice, Gardaí numbers have fallen, and we saw that this year there was more Gardaí employed by the Australian police force than there were here. You know, this is crazy. ANC is giving a commitment in our party manifesto for the Defence Forces, the Gardaí and the Army, our uniformed services, that we will recognise the sacrifices that they need. They need to be protected, paid properly, and have pensions that allow them to live well when they retire after their work.
And is there anything else ANC have idea-wise to try and get Gardaí numbers back to Donegal specifically?
We need to go back to giving them commitment for housing areas and allocations of housing, which is what was done traditionally in Ireland. They need to have security. They can no longer afford to live and work in the same area for many guards that I speak to. So they're having to travel excessive distances to get to their work.